a moment to consider this statement. What you consume, you become. If that is true, what are you feeding your spirit, soul, and body? I'm glad to welcome you to today's episode of Enrich. I'm Oluchi Ajegu, your host, and this is episode 32. And the topic for today is comfort to replenish. Comfort to replenish. In the last episode, we talked about saying no to anxiety. Today, we are looking at comfort to replenish. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to hear of you and learn of you. We ask Jesus that you speak to us today. In Jesus' name, amen. So comfort to replenish. Well, comfort means to strengthen greatly, to ease distress. It can also mean acts or words that brings about relief, from grief or from trouble. Replenish, on the other hand, means to fuel. It means to build up again. It means to restore, to rejuvenate. It can also mean to make something new by adding new supplies to replace the one that has been used. Just basically to restore, to make something, to build something up again. And today we are looking at comfort to replenish. What kind of comfort replenishes? You know, pain and suffering are not discriminatory at all. We all deal with difficult times, and some people seek comfort in their money, some in food, work, or sleep. Others try to escape, you know, their pain by watching movies or reading books. And sadly, some others speak really dangerous ways by using drugs and alcohol. Now, we can't rely on earthly things to bring real lasting comfort, because they can only comfort us in part. If you're watching a movie, if you're seeing a movie to get rid of the pain, when the movie ends, the pain still stares you in the face. If you are eating, you won't eat forever, you won't eat for 24 hours. You know, all these things just comfort us in part. Then things like drug and alcohol, they are entirely out of it. Please, don't damage yourself in the name of seeking comfort. It is dangerous and it does no good to your system. So those ones are out of it. Now, things like talking to your friends, you know, talking to loved ones, yes, they help. But then all these things just comfort us in part. Let's look at Psalms 119, 49 to 56 together. It says, "Remember what you said to me, your servant. I hang on to these words for dear life. These words hold me up in bad times. Yes, your promises rejuvenate me. The intellect ridicule me without mercy, but I don't budge for your revelation. I watch for your ancient landmark words and know I am on the right track. But when I see the wicked ignore your directions, I am beside myself with anger. I set your instructions to music and sing them as I walk this pilgrim way. I meditate on your name all night, God, treasuring your revelation, O God. Still, I walk through a reign of derision, because I live by your word and counsel." Emphasis on verse 50. It says, "These words hold me up in bad times. Yes, your promises rejuvenate me." I really love this translation of the Bible because it explains it clearly. This is the Message Bible. It says, "Your words rejuvenate me in bad times." In the last episode, we learned that one solution to anxiety is talking to God. And when you talk to God, you have to listen to Him. And it's in listening to Him that comfort comes. That comfort that restores you. That's where you draw it from. Now, how do I hear what God is saying? You know, there are different channels through which God speaks. And one of them is through His Word. God speaks through His Word. You know, sometimes we are quick to say, "I've talked to God, but He's just quiet. He's not saying anything. God is silent." No, there. You've not checked His word. You've not checked His word at all. The word of God deals with anything we go through. Anything. we go through, the word of God addresses it. Now, his word from verse 50 of Psalm 119 says, that word rejuvenates. When you are afraid, God's word brings comfort. When you are tired, when you are worn out, when you are in distress, when you struggle to catch your breath, you just feel as if you can't handle it anymore, God's word is there to restore. We need the God of all comfort to hold us as the Spirit rejuvenates us. When we encounter pain, dealing with pain, there are basically two ways that we react when dealing with pain. One is through complaining. Most of us are just, we just complain. That's the first thing. When you are dealing with pain, you just start complaining. And something about complaining is that it's very easy to do. And almost all of us do that when we encounter pain. And, you know, complaining only leads to self-pity. Yes, it just makes you come to a point where it makes you just feel so sorry for yourself. Complaining only leads to self-pity, and it shows you, in a way, it shows the lack of trust in what God can do. This never helps at all. But another way the Bible encourages us to react when dealing with pain is to call on God. Call on God. He is the one that can help out. So, Isaiah 40, 30 to 31 says, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength, shall not be weary, they shall not faint. When you call on God, your strength is renewed. He gives you the strength. He gives you the power to deal with whatever it is you're dealing with. He comes to your aid. 2 Corinthians 1, 3 to 5, emphasis on verse 3 says, call God, the God of all comfort. This passage of the Bible explains and tells us, it's trying to remind us that God is that God of all comfort. He is our source of peace. He's our source of happiness, of blessings. That all comfort ultimately comes from God. The comfort we Christians receive flows through us to others. When God comforts us, it flows from us to others, so that we can comfort those in trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. Comfort is a powerful gift. It's a very, very powerful gift. And this gift is not to be merely received. No, no, dear Christian, you don't just receive this comfort and keep it to yourself, but you receive it to share it with others. And this is basically to advance the kingdom of God. Finally, for this episode, I want you to think about something that is making your life hard right now. What is that thing that is making your life difficult right now? I want you to think about it. We're going to do something, an exercise. It can be an illness, it can be a relationship problem, anything at all. Just think about it. Then find the scripture that can give you comfort. Yes. But if you can't find any scripture that can give you comfort, I would love to help you, because I really want to hear your testimony. Whatever it is you're going through, if you want me to help you find a scripture to deal with that problem, because I believe and I know and it's evident in my life that the word works, the word of God works. And if you'd love me to help you, please just send a message to enrichpodcast1@gmail.com. Just stating the problem, just tell me what it is, and I would help you get a scripture that you can pray with. You pray intentionally with that scripture, and you would see God work in, you know, ways that would blow your mind. Or you can do the same on our Instagram handle, enrich_podcast. And I would love to reply you. Thank you for tuning into today's episode. Share this podcast with someone that needs to hear this. Stay tuned and stay blessed.